Original vinyls, man. One of the very first albums I ever owned. This was one of them for sure. 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And joining us now, we have Kate Meehan. She is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. Kate, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, a lot of drama around the new Disney Snow White. On the one hand, the early, you know, released unofficial pictures showing who would be cast in it, and that raised a lot of eyebrows, and then including having a Hispanic actress play Snow White and not dwarves play the dwarves that are not going to be the dwarves anymore and all that. Now you've got additional drama because Rachel Zegler, the lead, allegedly is being replaced by Jenna Ortega because of her comments about the film not being or being woker than it should be or whatever. But is this true? Is she actually being replaced?
She is not being replaced. The rumor started with the fact that she was replaced in the Paddington, I think it was Paddington 3. I think that's what they're up to. That film, during the writer's strike, they made the announcement that they were replacing her with an actress that would work through the strike. And so because of that, it somehow kind of steamrolled and tumbled into her being replaced in Snow White as well. And that is just not the truth at all. She's definitely still cast.
Which is a good example of how sometimes people want to believe a thing, you know, and somebody misreports it and, oh, Jenna Ortega, you know, she's great in Wednesday. Let's have her over here or whatever. Of course, now there's a second phase of the drama as Snow White is getting a reactionary creation by Ben Shapiro. And he's making a film, Snow White and the Evil Queen or something like that, which is starring a white girl as Snow White and a more traditional plot line, and they're going to be releasing it on some service I've never heard of before. What's going on here?
Yeah, what's going on here is basically you have someone that sees what has been set in place for the Snow White that's being worked on by the big studio and is trying to make it a little bit different, a little more proper in their own vision and mind, and managed to sell it to a platform that nobody's heard of, which kind of tells you the mileage that it's going to get.
Yeah, it seemed to me like almost, it's weird because it's like it's like the conservative reactionary against, right? The woke Disney update.
Yeah.
And now that the stuff is in the public domain, it's allowed or whatever. And it just seemed to me like if you were going to make a satire of, you know, right, conservatives, people like me and Ben Shapiro, and you were SNL, and you did this as a sketch, you know, like they were going to satirize people like me or Ben making a movie like this in response. It would make a great sketch making satire, but it turns out to be the real life thing that somebody's doing, right?
Bingo, exactly.
Sometimes we can't get out of the way of our own what would be satire against us. Other stuff that's been going on, I see Britney Spears' name like every day in some kind of a news. First, it was the Justin Timberlake that he, you know, allegedly asked her to get an abortion. Now we have stuff about cheating and why she shaved her head and what was her favorite drug. Any of this that's worth talking about? And I mean, the abortion thing, I guess, is the one that kind of captivated people's attention this week.
Well, it was the first thing to grab attention. It was the first hook to make people start talking about the book as far as the contents go. Probably not that shocking considering how young they were and, you know, they were in Hollywood and just, you know, all the things that they were doing at that point in time. Probably not shocking, probably very true. Justin has not responded to that yet. But then she's addressed in her own way pretty much every scandal that you can think of. She admits that her drug of choice during her partying years was Adderall because it helped her to stay happy. So people thought she was on harder drugs than that, and she claims that was it. Also, the head shaving was an act of rebellion, which we kind of figured, but she had been tired of just, you know, everything being about her appearance and her being sexualized and just all of that. And so by shaving the head, in her mind, maybe people would stop looking at her or looking at her in that certain image. They would see her differently. And I mean, we all kind of saw her differently, but you know, that was her standpoint of, she was sick of being called pretty. She was sick of all those, you know, the things that went with the blonde hair and the abs and the videos and all of that. And just, she's addressed all kinds of things. Justin cheated. She cheated. The rumor about her and Wade Robeson, who was her choreographer back in the 90s and did most of her videos and was on tour with her. There were all kinds of rumors about them being together, and she's finally confirmed that. So all kinds of tidbits in there. If you're a Britney fan and you kind of know the history, she's confirming a lot of it, and it'll be interesting to see if any of the people on the other side of these confirmations actually respond, or they just let it go.
Right. And I kind of like your comment that she shaved her head as an act of rebellion. I don't yet know of anybody who ever shaved their head as an act of conformity. So that's, you know, maybe not the most common thing, but right, exactly. It's wild. We also, you know, I don't think any of that is particularly surprising, like you said, but it's more confirmation of either what we knew or suspected. Similarly, the stories out now about Robin Williams are, I don't find them surprising, but again, it's, you know, what people are now saying about him and drugs and all of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all kind of knew. There was always an insinuation. There was some level of admittance. But they said, you know, when he was on cocaine, he was a monster. And it's not a secret, because it was so prominent in his early comedy, especially, and his stage acts. Like, it was in there. It was right in front of your face. So there's no shock there. But probably the sadder part is later on, when he got sick and was starting to slip. Like, the last film set that he was working on, I think he also was doing a TV show, if I remember correctly, and he just wasn't recognizing people. It would take him a minute or two to be able to put the face to the name and figure out who he was talking to. Like, there were signs mentally that he was going, which I guess were really sad.
And there's, in some ways, this is a tale that's far older than, like, modern TV and film. I mean, the troubled artist, the distressed artist who uses drugs, uses substances, is, you know, a little off to begin with, is part of what makes them captivating and entertaining and prolific as an author, artist, whatever, writer. But it's also what often leads to their downfall, demise, depression, suicide, all of the things, you know. The candle that burns brightly often burns at both ends, and terribly for both ends, you know. So, it's, again, I don't think it's all that surprising, but of course it's sad to hear after all of these years. Well, always apply. Oh, are we getting a Suits reboot? I can't tell you how many people are mentioning to me that they're watching Suits either for the first time or again, and how great a show. I still have not seen it, but is Suits going to come back as a show?
They are in talks. It is definitely being discussed. I haven't seen real confirmation yet, but like you just said, I have seen a lot of people on social media who have just finished streaming the whole series and can't believe how good it was. So I haven't seen it either, but clearly it's worth a look.
Yeah.
And if they're talking about rebooting it and bringing it back, it seems like the kind of show that you could just add on to. We don't have to go back in time and make it not work, because it usually doesn't work if you're going back to something very old. Like, it seems like something they might really be able to pick up where they left off because of the time frame and just keep going with it. So if it's got this renewed popularity, it might be a smart move. Something we don't often say about a reboot or bringing something back.
Very good. Oh, by the way, we're in a military town, as you know, and one of my texters just said, you know, Andrew, almost everybody in the military has shaved their head as an act of conformity. So, fair
Very
enough.
True.
I meant pop stars, but fair enough. You're not wrong about that. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, so lovely to always talk to you. Thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
7:47 on News Radio 92.3. Jake is in. Candy had to leave to go take care of something, but Jake is in with traffic on the Fox.
I'm back, baby.
There he is.
Okay, so our major slowdown in the morning is on Navarre Parkway headed eastbound. Orion Parker Boulevard and Navarre Parkway is where the crash is located. It's really backed up there all the way past Panhandle Trail. I live in that area, so if you're following me here, if you go up 87, go by the high school, you'll take all those little back roads back there, which is Whispering Pines to Misty Meadow to Orion Lake, and then that'll spit you out right in front of where this crash happened. So that's probably going to back up as well, so watch out. Flashing light at Cervantes at 17th, and looks like there's a crash in Bridge on Coldwater Creek, Highway 4 in Milton. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers, and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store. If you have any traffic tips, text them to 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you don't love your car, and look, I understand that every car is a relationship. And in the beginning, you really love it, and then you kind of like it, and then you kind of, you know, put up with it, and then eventually you're like, Well, if you're in the putting up with or the phase of your relationship with your car, now is when you go look, okay? Go to Frontier Motors, look around, and see what they've got. Because what you'll discover is that there are cars you can afford that are almost new that you'll enjoy, that you really won't regret being in. You won't have to put up with or even, you know, fear getting into because it may be that far gone in terms of your relationship with the car. So go to Frontier, enjoy an almost new car, and find out what's out there, and then make an adult decision about, you know, what makes sense for you. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Honey, do you think KFC is still open?
Steve, can I ask you what may be a very, very basic question? The gist of this, and is really, I mean, you feel like you've got a large number of people that they want to pay more tax for more service.
So the way
is that the gist of it?
The feasibility study, as it's laid out, as it proposes it, would require no additional tax revenue for the citizens of Perdido.
Well, not more you know, property taxes, maybe, but where is the money going to come from? This is Steve Brentro, who is the organizer, primary point person on the incorporation for Perdido, you know, what people are calling Perdido City. And he was at the county commission yesterday because they've got the legislative delegation meeting coming up next week where they basically, you know, the commissioners go to ask and people, citizens go to ask the legislative delegation, you know, Representatives Andrade and Salzman and Senator Broxson. And then, of course, Joel Rudman in Santa Rosa County on Tuesday. But they ask him the stuff they want him to do. And one of the things that's being asked is to put the incorporation for Perdido on the ballot for next year. And Stephen Barry is asking some questions because there are questions to be asked. And he's saying, look, I don't understand how the money works.
I don't mean to be curt with you. That's not going to get approved by this board. I mean, our board's not going to approve an interlocal agreement that has us collecting less revenue.
We want our 6 mils, son. Even if we don't have to provide your services anymore, we're still going to take our money, which is true legally, right? They're not obligated to provide service even at a discount, let alone for free. That all has to be negotiated. You know, once you incorporate, they're not obligated anymore. That's kind of the point of being incorporated, is you are a separate entity. Now, he can't stop them from having a vote. He can't stop them from incorporating, but he can, you know, as a member of the board, make the decision, you know, that we're not going to cut your tax rate and we're not going to give you back money unless it's money that you're entitled to. You know, because we don't do that with Pensacola or Century.
I mean, that's not the way our other municipalities exist. And, I mean, I don't represent any of the city of Pensacola. I do represent the town of Century, which pays county taxes as well, and then pays additional taxes because they're inside the town limits. I would not think that they would be very happy if I would approve an agreement that had a reduction in ad valorem for a new municipality, Robert.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and then what do you tell Pensacola residents, right, if you try to treat Perdido differently? And again, he was saying, no, we're going to keep taking our 6 mils, and then you got to figure out how to fund the stuff that you want to fund, which is why you're incorporating. But he didn't have great answers on this subject. And I know Steve has been working on this hard, and you know, I think a lot of citizens in Perdido are frustrated at the failures that they see from the county commission to handle, particularly planning and zoning and, you know, to get development in a meaningful way. They've seen what's happened in the North End and they're like, we don't want that. And we're already seeing that. Take a look at the apartment complex. All of a sudden, the what now? You know, like, what is going on and how can we get a handle on it? Some of that frustration is what's going towards this incorporation move. We'll come back to this in just a second. Jake has traffic on the fives.
All right, we've got that vehicle crash on Navarre Parkway eastbound at Orion Parker Boulevard. It's slowing up really all the way to Panhandle Trail from about where the Taco Bell is. So if you take 87 and take some back ways, you can get over on to Orion Lake eventually, and that will take you out and hopefully in front of the crash if that doesn't back up. Also, I-10 southbound just past West 9 Mile Road. It's slowing down a little bit there, and we've got the flashing light at Cervantes and 17th to watch out for. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. If you have any traffic info, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the conversation at the county commission yesterday. You know, Commissioner Bender also asking questions. And, you know, you don't ever hear Commissioner Bender get worked up. Like, he just doesn't really get angry. And this was as close as I've seen.
I mean, I think that's the big question is, what will you guys be handling?
So, and I'm happy to have those discussions. I can also bring our consultant in, and they can sit down with you and help work through some of those issues.
Exactly. And also, you had this big conversation back and forth with Commissioner Bergosh and Steve Brentro and Stephen Barry and Robert Bender. And I just wanted you to hear this so you get the tone of kind of what the county is asking for, which is all prefatory to the ask of Alex Andrade to file the bill. We talked with him last hour, and he too has questions about this and is concerned about the sort of incomplete formation of the ask for the city of Perdido.
Again, I'm neutral on this. If the people out there want it, go get it. I mean, you can have Perdido Key Drive. You can have Bower Road. That makes my job easier. Are you guys going to take the roads?
Again, that's not for me to decide. That would be.
But personally, I think it is. I mean,
you're running the whole deal.
You're asking them to set up something up, and we're going to say, we're going to set up this entity, but we're not going to know what we do until we set it up. I believe it is your job to establish what you guys are going to be doing and how you're going to be doing it.
It's my job to do the research to help pull together the feasibility study
Then we need to be talking with the person who is going to be who's going to be setting it up.
And then once the town, if it actually does pass, and we're talking hypotheticals here, but if it does pass at the 2024 election, then once the town elects its first leaders, those are the people responsible for entering into the negotiations and figuring out.
But the timeline on that, I mean, it was very short, if I remember correctly.
Because they got to file the bill, and some of the details need to be in place so you know what you're actually offering the voters. I mean, he's not wrong. And like I said, I've never heard Commissioner Bender sound like that. Now, they wound up sounding very much opposed to this, although, you know, both Commissioner, and I don't think Bender is, but Commissioners Berry and Bergosh said they are not opposed. Commissioner Bergosh has repeatedly said that he does not take a side on this, but he always follows that up with all the things that are wrong with it, though. It's kind of like somebody saying, you know, hey, this new girl you're dating, I mean, you know, she's not very pretty, she's not very smart, she's not very funny, and I kind of don't trust her judgment, but you do what you want to do. This is kind of what it feels
local
like.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.